For the record, can I get your name?
Yes, Dawn Shuford Pavlich.
What years did you attend Evergreen?
2000 to 2003.
What made you choose Evergreen for college?
I think I chose it mainly because it was close. It was the only university where I could get a four-year degree that was affordable and located close by. And they also had evening and weekend studies, which was really important to me because I was working at the time.
Any specific life experiences that influenced your decision on choosing Evergreen?
Not that I can think of. I didn't fully appreciate what Evergreen had to offer until I got there. So it really was just a matter of logistics and convenience that I chose Evergreen. Had I known more about Evergreen, I probably, would have specifically gone out of my way to go there. But it was kind of the other way around. It was just convenient, so that's where I ended up.
Did you grow up here in the Olympia area?
No, I did not. I grew up in Bakersfield, California. And then I went to Fresno State, where I married my husband, who I had my older daughters with. And we were married for 8 years. And when we transferred here to what was then Fort Lewis, we ended up getting a divorce. And so I stayed here. But that's how I ended up here, was due to being a military spouse.
You were a single mother at the time?
Yeah, when I was in Evergreen. Yep.
Can you explain any challenges you may have had as a single mother attending school?
It was really challenging. My girls were, at the time, let's see. So I think they were right around 11 years old. 10 and 11, I think. I'm trying to do some math here. But they were just kind of getting to that age. They were getting independent, but they were really getting to that age where they needed more structure and supervision from a parent. So it was really, really challenging because I was working anywhere from 32 hours a week to 40 hours a week. And then I had the girls, and then I had evening and weekend studies. So sometimes I would get off work at 5:30. I worked as a pharmacy technician, and my friend would drop my girls off at my work, and I would get them something to eat. Then I'd put them in the car, and my girls would go with me to school. So we did that quite a bit. Not all the time, but we did that quite a bit because they were just at that age where it was still interesting to them. But they were old enough to be quiet and hold still and listen. So they did a good job. And in fact, today is the Procession of the Species. And when I was at Evergreen, one of the things that we did in the class was perform in Procession of the Species. And my girls performed with the class. So it was really cool. But yeah, it was a struggle. Just in terms of finding the time to study and take care of the kids and earn a living. So it was tough. Lots of late nights.
You have any favorite experiences as an Evergreen student?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably my favorite experience was performing in the Procession of the Species with the class I was in. It was making your place in the community class. And we were with that group all year long, so we all got to know each other really well. And then in April, we started practicing with a drumming group in, I guess it would have been February or March. And then in April, we performed. It was just a lot of fun. So everybody in the class either drummed or danced, and my girls got to go with me, so that was really fun. I enjoyed a lot of different things. I loved the group work, which there's so much of, no matter what you got from the material that you read or studied, you would sit with a group and get so much more because you would get their opinions and interactions. And so, I would say my favorite event was the Procession of the Species, but overall just interacting in the group environment was great.
Is there any advice you would give to any potential Evergreen students?
Yes. To anybody thinking about going to Evergreen, particularly somebody that was maybe hesitant to go to Evergreen because they had heard that it was way far out there or radical or whatever. That's not exactly true. You can get whatever experience you want from Evergreen, you can get that experience. If you want to be around people who have beliefs that are way outside normal, some people would seem radical, you can find those folks. You can find people who work 40 hours a week. You can go to school with people who've retired from the military. Evergreen has all types of people. And when you're sitting in those classes with those different types of people, it's fascinating to see how they interact with each other and how much they gain from getting to know each other and really experiencing different point of views. So I would really recommend Evergreen to just about anybody. I think it's a fantastic place to learn. And then when you do get back into the work world, you're much better able to engage with people and accept their differences and facilitate a large or smaller large groups of people due to the Evergreen experience. So I just say go.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for your time.